Hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So I kind of find it kind of strange. I feel like just the other week we had a short, simple conversation about not feeding the radicals, getting the people all jacked up, all jitty, all in a funk and a tizzy about how things are playing out in the grand scheme of the world. But lo and behold, that's not how the world seems to work. Start this conversation off with March 27, 2023. An individual going through hormone replacement therapy from one gender to the next was pissed off at the world, pissed off at everything, and decided to take their anger out at a Christian school just around Nashville, Tennessee. They went in with some guns, shot the place up, killed 3 children and 3 adults. Tragedy. Absolute, despicable tragedy. I've had some rough days in my life. I've had some downtrodden times. Never have I felt the need to go out and murder people, let alone kids, innocent children, who have nothing to do with the grand conversation of things. But that was quickly washed away in the game of politics, in the game of the yacht clubs, as any school shooting is going to be. It will be used and abused, A, for gun control, or B, for whatever else we want to try and not push. The one thing I know we won't have is a conversation about chemical imbalances that might push people to certain reactions. But what do I know? I'm just a podcaster. But within 3 days of this school shooting, of this individual on hormone replacement therapy, the White House, the official head sponsor of this giant nation, sent out a proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility. Transgender Day of Visibility celebrates the joy, strength, and absolute courage of some of the bravest people I know, people who have too often had to put their jobs, relationships, and lives on the line just to be their true selves. Today, we show millions of transgender and non-binary Americans that we see them, they belong, and they should be treated with dignity and respect. Their courage has given countless others strength, but no one should have to be brave just to be themselves. Every American deserves that freedom. 3 days. Now, maybe it was planned, already pre-written. That was just the first paragraph, as per the posting on the whitehouse.gov. Link in the show notes if you want to read all however many paragraphs. And maybe there is something to say about the struggle of the transgender youth today, but outright ignoring, passing aside the Christian section of the audience, the country. Funny thing about Tennessee in this general area, it's kind of known as the Bible Belt. I'm not going to necessarily say this place is old-fashioned, but they're kind of set in their ways, as they're allowed to be. And so with this tragedy, an individual going forward, murdering people, innocent children, out comes the gun control talks. We need to remove all guns all at once, immediately. No one but the government should have them. So that way the government can make sure that you are protected and make sure to support trans people at the same time. Now, I'm sure some of this individual's problems stemmed from recent legislation here in Tennessee that passed in regards to no drag shows for kids. I don't even know how to say necessarily you do what you want to do, but I don't believe that burlesque shows are for children under the age of 16. I think 16, 14, maybe 14, you can start pushing your beliefs and boundaries, but definitely not for children under 10 and under. Absolutely not. Drag time, story hour. Big thing out in Seattle. lots of support. People here in Tennessee don't really want that. They'll let you do your thing, but don't do it in front of kids. So Tennessee passed legislation on that a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago now, sparking everybody's fury. And then the school shooting happens. And so in this frenzy to get these assault-style weapons out of everybody's hands to make sure this tragedy can never, ever happen again, legislation is getting talked about, always, 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 figuring out a way to make the conversation happen. And lo and behold, last week, a couple of representatives within the state house, not the federal house, the state house of Tennessee, got in trouble for causing a ruckus. And I will give it to whoever figured out the name, but the Tennessee Three just rings and fantastic advertising. A couple of state representatives getting kicked out of the house for causing a ruckus. Now, of all the videos I've seen, and there's been little talk, I wish there was more audio that I've been able to record, but no, my computer feels like preventing me from recording some of this live TV broadcast stuff, but I'll get it figured out for the next fiasco that comes along our way. But these representatives standing on the house floor at the podium complaining that they kept getting cut off when they're trying to bring forth legislation. Well, in our way of rules and figuring out all the ways that we're going to enact everything, we pick up our powdered wigs, we wave our hand of gesture of affirmation or declination, declining, I don't know how to say that one, negation, confirm and deny as we speak. But these representatives claim that they kept getting cut off. Now, I won't say that's not possible. In the way that Washington State House is democratically controlled, the Tennessee State House is Republican controlled. Complete opposite. Just as much power struggle from one side to the other. I remember a similar conversation during the days of the COVID when everybody was working remotely and the Republican senators or representatives of the State House of Washington were complaining that they were not getting any podium time. Now, seeing as everybody was working remotely, there was no podium to walk up to. There was no way to speak up and let your voice be heard. There was just a Zoom call. If you were not on the docket, you were not speaking. You were not interjecting. You were not visible. Nobody cared. Unless you were a Democrat. Then they would figure out the rules. I don't have audio from that time, but I do remember plenty of conversations on the radio. And there is a link in the show notes of the incident, at least happening, being logged of happening. So the shutting down of the microphones, not a big surprise. But at the same time, in this Republican stronghold, this GOP stronghold, where at least they believe in guns, so I'm told. We'll see how it all plays out. But they know the game. They know that the Democrats are always going to come after them for more gun control. You gotta save the children, as we should. Should protect them, make sure things are taken care of. Let's not have the conversation about brain chemical imbalances or anything like that. No, it's just the guns. And so we're going to come up and we're going to proclaim that we need more gun legislation. We need to get these guns out of the hands of all of these people that are going to come out and ruin everything. So they cut off the mics and say that they're out of turn. They're breaking decorum. There's rules. Again, these powdered wigs that we have on that are supposed to justify the way we conduct business so everything stays prim and proper. And we don't have any outrageous outbursts. Now, on all of the footage that I've seen, only a handful of times have I heard just the background noise of the video that most everybody has seen, at least on the television, on the over-the-broadcast air that I get to watch, of the individuals using a bullhorn because the microphone has been cut off, because they're talking out of turn. I will ask how often we have heard the entire audio from some of that imagery that has been played so often on the TV.
No peace! No action! No peace! No action! No peace! No action! No peace! No action! No
this is footage from the balcony. The extra individuals, the people, able to observe the goings-on of the house situation. And we have an individual, one of the individuals speaking into the bullhorn, letting everybody know that he's working things happen. At the podium. And one thing to note is outside these chamber walls, outside these chamber doors, there are quite the crowd of individuals gathered in there causing a ruckus. All angry about guns, not about the shooter, not about the person that pulled the trigger. And so they got their media hype. They were able to build everything up, able to show that they were speaking up for their constituents. But leading a chant, leading a group of angry individuals in the halls of even just a mere state Congress has its problems. And so we can look at what the Speaker of the House had to say, at least through this news report, on why he voted on expulsion rather than anything else.
House Speaker Cameron Sexton appeared on News Nation speaking about the expulsion vote. He's maintained the three representatives caused the House to shut down the session and that they led protesters to the gallery to disrupt House proceedings. And for him, the punishment fit the crime.
The level that I thought that they should get to is expulsion. Censorship is too light. It's a piece of paper. It means absolutely nothing. They have been disruptive in committees and on the House floor for the whole time this year.
Now, he was asked about why the issue didn't go to the Ethics Council. Sexton says the Ethics Council actually advised them to take care of it on the House floor since the three representatives did not violate ethics and instead violated a House rule, in his opinion.
So that last bit of chanting, the imagery was outside of the chamber walls after they were kicked out facing the expulsion. But lo and behold, these Tennessee Three are not three at all, merely three of the initial stage, two black individuals and one white lady standing up representing their people, their districts. Again, probably as they should. Need to make their voices heard. I'd like to believe that my representatives are doing things in the best interest of me, but I also don't talk to them as much as I should. So who knows? But Ms. Gloria Johnson of Knoxville, the white lady, was not kicked out, was not expelled for inciting all of this hubbub. And we will pull up yet another little news clip with an explanation from one of the representatives that chose not to vote for her to get expelled.
Now, yesterday, we noticed the vote on Representative Johnson wasn't strictly along party lines.
So today we caught up with Representative Lowell Russell to find out why he voted against most of his party to keep Johnson in the legislature and expel the other two. For him, it had to do with that bullhorn we mentioned.
The video and the evidence that was presented during the discussion didn't show that Gloria had anything to do with smuggling the bullhorn into the chamber. She didn't use the bullhorn, and she didn't incite people to chant inside the chamber. And that was what ultimately made my decision for me.
A Republican voted to let a Democrat stay. I guess if the bullhorn was officially smuggled in instead of, I don't know how else you bring it in without making a scene, but it was brought in. And if, again, she, in the video, you can easily see that she's just back there as moral support, and these two black individuals get kicked out, expelled. And what news headlines that has made. That has just been absolutely fun to watch on the news. These poor individuals have been kicked out, and it's all centered around race. It has nothing to do with the crowd chanting, with the change in decorum within the house. And I'm not saying that rowdiness does not happen at the house when Republicans pass or don't pass things on a regular basis. But there's been plenty enough talk of individuals who start chanting, start believing things, and then when they don't get the way that they want, they start tearing things apart. And when you have to worry about insurrectionists and violent mobs out there who are going to storm the walls of the Capitol, it's time to put a kibosh on things. Time to put a lid on it. Make sure it doesn't get out of control. So you smack people around. You let them know that you're in charge and they are not. And such are the rules of the chamber. But again, we've got these racist Republicans who have kicked out these black individuals, kept this white lady around, even though she only survived by the one vote, the one Republican who decided not to kick her out. And we've just got this continuation of this hubbub. We're feeding the radicals. And even still, we're not done yet, because I've got a little bit more audio of how Joe Biden has decided to speak with the Tennessee representatives after the expulsion votes.
All out from the expulsion hearings in Nashville at the State House are delivering more news today. Vice President Kamala Harris meeting with the Tennessee Three. Those are the three Democrats in the legislature, admittedly breaking House rules on the floor, standing in protest last week following that school shooting. Without recognition, they spoke. The three Democrats stood together demanding the Republican majority pass bills to tighten gun laws. In a historic vote yesterday,
they just spoke. They just had a little bit of speaking. There was no incitement of continued chants or use of a bullhorn or anything. Just continued talking.
The Republican majority voted to expel two of those Democrats. Only Knoxville Democrat Gloria Johnson kept her seat by one vote. She represents almost 70,000 people in Knox County. At Fisk University tonight, the vice president questioning expulsion votes by the Republican majority.
Remove these people who have been elected to represent the people. And let us decide who should represent the people. What is that? That is not a democracy. That is not a democracy.
We also learned tonight that President Joe Biden spoke via conference call with all three Democrats. Take a look at your screen now. The White House says the president thanked them for their leadership in pushing for a ban on assault-style rifles. President Biden also extended an invitation to all three leaders to join him soon at the White House.
Nice little appearance from our vice president saying that the removal of individuals so that way we can choose who is allowed to speak and not is allowed to speak is not a democracy. Funny thing, how I saw the same kind of shenanigans in Washington State during the COVIDs. It's all a game. It's all here to get us outraged, and it's absolutely doing its job here for me because I see the manipulation in the message. We can have the conversation about how easy it is to get guns or how not easy it is to get guns if people are doing their freaking job. Or we can have the conversation, or I guess not. Big Pharma says we're not allowed to talk about the fact that altering your brain chemistry has an effect on you. I wanted to dig out more audio clips in conversations with how many people are on mind, not mind altering, but at the same time they are, SSRIs. Special serotonin reuptake inhibitors, I believe is the acronym of antidepressants. The common side effect being the potential for suicide or death. And what happens when people are jacked full of either testosterone or estrogen, when their body naturally is trying to produce one or the other, or we force stop one or the other? What happens when we drink just too much beer or take too much drugs like marijuana or cocaine or methamphetamines and we get the bright idea to do something? Do we blame the drugs, or do we blame the individual? Do we blame society on how easy it is to get these things, to change our thought procedures? Or what if we look at all this messaging so much to believe that people are out here trampling, destroying each other's rights, when merely there's individuals who are pushing things way too far, way outside of the comfort zone for certain individuals, and these individuals have said, say, stop, 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 and they don't stop, and they keep pushing it, and then if you try and stop them, you're just a hateful individual. Oh, I've been ranty, but it's annoying. Don't want people killed. I want people to have a good time. I want them to be who they feel they need to be. But we're not having the correct conversation. Guns are a dangerous thing, yes. Even more dangerous than the people in the wrong hands. Who's the wrong hands? In all honesty, that might vary from person to person, from community to community. But that's not the conversation I want to have today. The conversation that I'd like us to have is to watch out for the shenanigans and the BS that these yacht clubs pull. It's not all on one side. I don't have easy enough answers, but this one, just watching it play out over the past couple weeks here, has been very brutal, has been worth collecting this information because I can see it and I've been watching it happen. I wish I had more audio to share. I wish it was a more uplifting and carefree and a conversation, idea starter, but this one kind of bugs me. So here's hoping that we can maybe not share this one directly, because whoever we're going to share it with, we are going to ignite a fire under one side or the other, even if we agree with the person. Let's leave this one a little bit more for the gears turning. I hope I didn't light a fire under you. But at the same time, I hope I did. Because my name is Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. If you need a longer form of communication than those 140 character limits, you can go to the website, billybones.com. Remember, that's spelt with a number 3 instead of an E. And there you'll find a link for an email for longer diatribes. You let me know everything I got wrong and why I am an insensitive podcaster. But also on the website, you'll find links to show notes. I've got a handful in here to help document the things that have happened, and we'll see what else happens out of here. There's a link for previous episodes. If you found this one worth listening to and you need to dig through the back catalog, fantastic. There's a whole list of shows you can dig through on that. But also on the website, there's a little link that says Value for Value. I release this podcast free of charge, no advertisers, no corporate sponsorships telling me that I am not allowed to talk about gun control and beating up on Democrats and saying that the yacht clubs are a bunch of a-holes. No, I am supported by you, the producer, the listeners, be it through the Federal Reserve Freedom Units, better known as the U.S. dollar, or Satoshis, teeny tiny bits of Bitcoin, which I have one supporter today, Weirdo, thank you, sir, for streaming a handful of sats, 1,122. I got money! But otherwise, if you need some more tangible value for value, you can go to tabletopwoodworks.com, see what I got going on there. But otherwise, thank you for listening. I love you guys, and I will talk to you next week.